Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, which is celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, May 28, 1952, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on the passage of the Bill for Third-Party Insurance. In present day, it is compulsory and commonplace for all vehicles operating on the roads to have some form of insurance. But back in the 1950s, such a concept wasn't yet the standard. So much so that when a bill was passed in the House to make provisions for the protection of third parties against risks arising out of the use of motor vehicles, there was still some pushback on the matter. Some of the objections and reasons given were firstly that the bill sought to apply to this island the principle of compulsory insurance based on similar legislation existing in the United Kingdom, British Guiana, and Trinidad. Secondly, clauses 3 and 4 sought to make it unlawful for anyone to use a motor vehicle on public roads without being insured against liability for causing death or bodily harm to any person by the use of such vehicle. Under the provision of clause 8, every driver of a motor vehicle was required to produce a certificate of insurance to a constable on request. But if he failed to do so, he would be given a further period of 5 days from the date of the request in which to produce it to a police station. One of the members of the House that voiced concern specifically about Clause 9 was Mr. Cuthbert Edwy Talma, who said that Section 4 of this clause would impact heavily on the small car owner who happened to be involved in a collision. Since there were cases where the clause did not cover the entire liability, in his opinion, this clause would create a lot of hardship. But Mr. Grantley Adams responded to Mr. Thomas' concerns, stating that this section was an attempt to protect the third party to every extent without being hard on the insurance company. Hence, the sum involved depended on who the vehicle owner struck. Mr. Owen T. Alder, on the other hand, felt that some of Mr. Thomas' worries deserved consideration. He said that the scheme would make a lot of money, and he believed that if that was the case, government should run it, as he argued that this would lead certain bus owners to increase their fares. Mr. Ronald Matt also thought Mr. Talma had raised a good point in Clause 4. He said that if a car struck a man and the man was worth so much, it meant that the insurance company would have to pay more and then recover it from the car owner. During the 1950s, about 6,000 to 7,000 vehicles were recorded to use the roads annually. Some were already insured, but it was hoped that this bill would compel them to take out third-party insurance. The bill for third-party insurance that made it compulsory for all vehicles operating on the roads to have some form of insurance was reported in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, May 28, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.